VIPs get the full treatment everywhere they go. First class this, front row that, and all access everything, right? Well, that's what you get when you subscribe to UrbanMediaToday.com. You'll be the first to receive exclusive updates in entertainment, news, sports, finance, health, and fashion. You'll also have a direct line to our online station that gives you the best in R&B, classic soul, jazz, gospel, old school hip hop, and more. What else does an Urban Media Today VIP get? How about a chance at winning great prices like free tickets to shows? That's a good price. Gift cards, Urban Media Today swag, and more. And if you don't get enough of HBCU sports, how about an all-access pass to the latest in HBCU football and basketball online? And also on Urban Media Today Radio. And most importantly, you'll receive access to Urban Media Today's podcast on sports, news, finance, entertainment, and more. It's a look inside the urban lifestyle in the palm of your hands or on your desktop. So subscribe today for only a year for $19.99 and we'll do the rest. Urban Media Today is your source for urban entertainment, news, sports, fitness, and lifestyle. So what you waiting for? Log on to UrbanMediaToday.com and subscribe today.
You ready, Mace?
Party people in the place to be. Uh-huh. It's about that time
for us to
Urban Media Today talks sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butt, Ray Porter Jr., Aubrey Bruce, the special guest. And we might go overtime this week, gentlemen. So we're in the second quarter right now. I'm going to start calling it quarters. So we did the first quarter. Ray kind of hogged it. But anyway, no, I'm just playing. Ray didn't hog it up.
See, round two for me.
But you were saying something now. You were talking about Aubrey had commented on Kevin Love and Cleveland Cavaliers. So we're talking NBA still. Mm-hmm. And you had talked about that. What were you saying?
Just speaking about how, you know, they've seen their franchise player go in LeBron, with this time more prepared for it. And I really believe that Gilbert is going to save face from the PR standpoint.
It's owner and, Dan Gilbert.
Yeah, okay. Owner Dan Gilbert. Mm-hmm. And extend Kevin Love, just give him an extension. I mean, he's 29, so what, 4 or 5 year extension with an option. So they can make sure he can finish out his career in Cleveland. And I honestly still do believe that, unlike the first time when LeBron left in 2010, how they just plummeted and lost like 60 games, this team might be in a little middle of the pack, a little bit more fortified than they were the last time. So, and one more thing about Jeff Green, too. I was looking up. He signed a one-year deal with the Wizards. Yeah, so it's going to be different, but they are a little bit more solid. If anything, if they have an advantage, is a lot of these players still have the experience of playing together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Kendrick Perkins and, of course, J.R. Smith and Tristan Thompson and all them. So it'll be interesting to see. Unfortunately, I can't imagine them being contenders. But then again, the East is not as strong as the West, so they might have that shot.
Right.
You know?
You know, and to comment on what you and Aubrey both said, when you're looking at Kevin Love, I remember Kevin Love playing at UCLA. And he came out of UCLA, and he was a beast with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Because, and what I'm going to say, I'll point this out to you guys. Back in 2010, he averaged 20 points, 15 boards. In 2011, he averaged 26 points, 13 boards. In 2012, he had 18 points and 14 boards. 2013, he had 26 points and 12 and a half boards. He hasn't done that since he's come to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Except for last season, 2016, mm-hmm. He averaged 19 points and 11 boards. Now, mm-hmm. That's when he's playing with LeBron. Mm-hmm. Before he hooked up with LeBron, he was a beast on the boards and scoring because he was the man for the Timberwolves.
And he was getting the ball. He was in a position to rebound. So,
right,
you know,
got you. And I said that, Aubrey and gentlemen, is because I don't see, like Aubrey said, he's on the downside because of his age. So I don't see him being able to produce like that. And I think the Cavaliers would need somebody to produce like that when you're losing someone like LeBron.
I actually think that I can see his numbers going up from the last few years just because, like you said, he's going to be the main option.
Mm-hmm.
So although the numbers may not be – I don't want to disrespect him,
mm-hmm.
but, you know – when they're going to go to you, then you should be able to produce.
Mm-hmm.
Now whether those numbers are efficient or not is up for debate, because he may not be as efficient. You know, when teams are able to, throw guys at him with a double team or whatnot, so he may not He may not, you know, be at a 48% percentage shooting wise.
Right.
It may dip a little bit, but I can see him averaging 22 and 12. And the way I look at Kevin Love, like, he can score points, and he's going to grab defensive rebounds, but he's not much help defensively or on the offensive, you know, like offensive rebounds.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that changes, you know, because, you know, you don't have LeBron. You know, maybe you're going to have to play more in the paint, offensively and defensively. Mm-hmm. So maybe that changes a little bit. But I think he's a pretty good defensive rebounder. But this team is going to need some offensive rebounds, and maybe that comes from Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's got to be, you know, more assertive, like we've seen flashes of him in the playoffs and in previous seasons. But you know, if the Cavs get to 42 wins, I think it's a successful season.
Okay.
Whether they make the playoffs or not, I don't think it's enough to make the playoffs. Yeah. But you know, if you're around 500, I think that's a win for them.
And another thing about Cleveland's ownership that I consider smart, they had K-Love, they had LeBron James, and they still only won one championship with them, and that's because Curry was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean? So now the ownership is saying, look, if we can't beat these guys, so we have to make some changes.
Mm-hmm.
And even psychologically, they've been, like, harmed and tarnished because they're saying, look, we'll play with Kevin Love, but if Kevin Love even gets more opportunities, his percentages may drop because of those opportunities. Because if you have a chance to shoot 10, 12 threes a game constantly, okay, then you have to make four or five of them just to stay consistent.
Right.
If you make 3 one game, 2 one game, 6 the other, you know what I mean? Your percentage is going to drop because of the fact you're getting the ball more. So it's going to be a test for K-Love.
Oh, absolutely. And one thing I see, well, actually I don't see it, but say if it did happen, say if the Cleveland Cavaliers did go the way of Phoenix last year and just completely tank it, end up losing like 60 games.
Mm-hmm.
Come trade deadline, think about how many teams are going to be lined up at the door trying to get Kevin Love.
Do you really think so?
I mean,
and like Vince said, I don't disrespect him, but right. I don't think anybody's searching for Kevin Love.
Yeah, I mean, to be like a role player, not a game changer, but a contending team could just add him as a little piece to the puzzle.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
If you're a strong defensive team already, you can maybe add him.
Yeah, that's a, yeah. So that's
team,
true.
If you're a team that struggles defensively, the last person you need to add is Kevin Love. He's just not going to help you defensively.
Right.
You know?
And speaking of, you guys are talking about psychological and talking about the franchises and how they feel. The Boston Celtics and Toronto Raptors have to be feeling excellent right now.
Boston, definitely. Toronto, they're pretenders.
What? The only thing standing in Toronto's way last season
was
LeBron James.
That is
true. I think they had a LeBron James stigma in their head. DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry, I'm mad at both of them because it's like, how do you let one man, even though he's the greatest player in the game right now, in my opinion, how do you get him to stop you and the whole team?
But that's like in baseball. When people were facing like Nolan Ryan, I don't care how good your team was. I don't care what your lineup was. When Big Stick took the mound, he was like, I can't hit this guy.
Especially you know, in Houston.
Psychological exam. Right.
Oh,
you know,
man.
So that's the same thing about LeBron. You can face him.
Right.
You can have all this talent around you. But it's like, how can we get past LeBron?
Right.
You know?
Right. And let's not forget, and Aubrey, I know you're from New York. So the Knicks with David Fizdale now is the head coach. You got to be liking that. And then you're looking at the Washington Wizards with John Wall.
Oh, yeah.
You know, maybe now they can get off and make something happen. So the East, I think, is up for grabs.
It is.
In a sense, I think Boston has the inside track.
They got it. Right. They got it.
But, you know, when you're looking at Toronto, you look at what, and looking at the Sixers, too, I mean, trust the process. I mean, the East, I think, is it'll be more competitive, which I think will make it interesting when it comes to NBA this year. But I think the All-Star game is, I'm not even going to watch. Because the East against the West is not even going to be
Well, as far as the Knicks,
right.
You know, as far as the Knicks, since Walt Frazier is gone, since Ewing's gone, the sewage is backed up in the bathroom and the janitor ain't came and cleaning up.
But the sun,
he said it nicer than me.
Soon. I mean,
hopefully.
There's rumors that Jimmy Butler and Kyrie Irving may go to the Knicks next summer.
Kyrie Irving in New York?
Why would he want to leave Boston?
Well, he chose not to sign an extension this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He said came out and said there's no reason for me to.
Mm-hmm.
You have Jimmy Butler who's upset with some of the young cats, and
in Chicago.
In Minnesota. And I say young cat, and maybe miss just one cat, meaning Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, I would get the knock on the big cat, though, but go ahead.
So he said he's you know, I think he's sort of, I think he was like lackadaisical after they lost.
Mm-hmm.
He had some issues with Towns. He already said he wasn't signing mm-hmm. with Minnesota. Mm-hmm. So he may get traded, but he'll still be an unrestricted free agent next summer. Kyrie and Jimmy Butler had been talking when they were on Team USA
mm-hmm.
about wanting to play together.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, unless if Boston looks to trade for Jimmy Butler, knowing that he wants out, knowing that he's not going to stay in Minnesota, he can go to Boston, right. Or both as free agents can go. And I've heard a possible destination would be the Knicks with the unicorn.
He'd be better going to Boston, I think, at that point.
Boston.
I think Boston, more structure. Mm-hmm. They have a little bit more talent. But more importantly, they haven't been mired in that culture of losing that the Knicks have been in for like the
for
past
real.
Two decades.
Right.
I think Boston would probably be a better fit for him.
And then the thing about it is, I mean, the conference, although there is parity now, conference is theirs for the taking. I mean, I'll even say they edged Philly.
You talking about Boston?
Yeah. I think Philly will eclipse and will eclipse Toronto. I really believe that.
But you have Jimmy Butler who has won. He's never won a championship, but he's won with Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Had some success last season with Minnesota. You have Kyrie who's won a championship and felt the success, how things operate in Boston. He'll have been there for 2 years. You know they're going to be successful next year.
Mm-hmm.
So those two guys have some knowledge about how to win.
Mm-hmm.
So they can take their talents to New York.
And they'll get paid in New York.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, what's the cap status anyway?
I think the thing to pay attention to with the NBA now is there are a lot of teams that are either close to the cap or over the cap.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some of those situations are good.
They have a cap in the NBA.
they do.
They seem like they're a little bit more flexible than other sports, though, in a sense.
Right.
Yeah,
yes and no. I mean, mm-hmm. Like the Cavs are in a tough situation.
Yeah.
Because they're over the cap, and they're relying on if they can make a deal with someone else
to
get rid of some of those bad contracts, J.R. Smith, you know.
I mean, George Hill's making $19 million. Like, wow.
I mean, I like George Hill, mm-hmm. especially as a starting point guard, but I mean they got some Tristan Thompson's a bad contract.
Those are some
bad contracts that you have on your team that you're probably not going to be able to get rid of.
Right.
Probably not even next year. So it's I think it's interesting to watch the teams that are clearing cap space. The Lakers,
right?
The 76ers. Mm-hmm. They re-signed. J.J. Redick,
mm-hmm.
who was making,
1 year.
Right,
one
who was,
year.
Was one making year. 23 right. last year, signed mm-hmm. him to a $12, $13 million deal, one-year deal.
Mm-hmm.
So they maintain some cap flexibility for right. next summer.
Right.
So I think it's interesting to watch the teams that are managing the cap situation in anticipation of future years.
Right.
And the Knicks are one of those teams, especially when you lose and you're just acquiring young talent. So you got guys on rookie deals that aren't making a ton of money to right. hurt you right. financially,
right.
So you can set yourself up for free agent haul like the Lakers did.
Right. Speaking of the Lakers, gentlemen, last week I said to you guys I was gonna go home on my NBA 2K18 and I was trading LeBron James to the Lakers. I haven't lost the game yet, so I'm just putting that out there.
Anyway, include me, man.
Yeah, whatever, Ray. So we're gonna wrap up basketball probably a little bit even into the next third quarter. So we'll get Vince, who's our NBA analyst, give him a chance to wrap that up, and then we're gonna talk about other sports. But before we even move on to that, and before we come to an end in this quarter, I want you guys to ponder on this: Boogie Cousins going to the Golden State Warriors, and the roster that LeBron James has around him with the LA Lakers, and that roster includes what? Rajon Rondo. Right. Stevenson. Are you kidding me? JaVale McGee, who was on the Golden State Warriors for two championships. He's coming off of two championships. JaVale McGee is now part of the Lakers. Ponder on that for a second. But as we go out, Vince, NBA right now, what's intriguing you? What are you seeing as you cover it?
it's going to be interesting to see like the how the East transforms itself. You know, like the Wizards made a couple sort of underrated moves. Dwight Howard, we just talked about.
What's the name?
Playing for the Cavs, Jeff Green.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they made some. I think they made some solid additions. You know, can the and the East, with no longer having LeBron, mm-hmm. I don't want to say it's wide open,
mm-hmm.
but in a sense you can say it's wide open.
It's wide open.
You know, I mean, you have obviously Boston is the cream of the crop. You know, Sixers, and who's going to Toronto? Mm-hmm. You know, and probably you know third best team. And what other teams are going to sneak up in there? Milwaukee. You know, can Milwaukee make some noise
mm-hmm.
now that LeBron's not there?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think the East, even though the West is stacked, I'm interested to see how some of these East teams shape up and how they get to play in the East now that LeBron's gone.
Ah, sounds good. Well, it's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones with Vince Butts, our NBA analyst. Ray Porter Jr., our NFL analyst. And Mr. Aubrey Bruce is our special guest today. He's an analyst of all everything sports. So we're going to look at him and get some insight and wisdom. I know he got some nuggets over there. We're going to be right back after this break. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports.
HBCU Sports with Trevin A. Jones, weekly on Urban Media Today Radio. A full report on all HBCU sports action. Also join us on a weekly basis on Urban Media Today Talking Sports with our host Trevin A. Jones, sports columnist Ray Porter Jr., sports reporter Vince Butts, and the big guy Alan Lincoln. That's all happening weekly on Urban Media Today Radio.
Urban Media Today Talk Sports. Trevin A. Jones, Vince Butts, Ray Porter Jr., and Aubrey Bruce is in the house. And much respect to Mr. Bruce. And I got to mention the New Pittsburgh Courier, because that's who you write for as well.
Yeah.
Got to show love.
Long time.
Yeah, man. And what you bringing that over here, it's like we, you know what, that's what I love about us in, as a community is black businesses. You got to support black businesses.
Absolutely.
Especially in the sports realm.
Right.
Especially here in Western Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. because there's not... I heard, okay, there's not enough of, not shade, but there's not enough of the shade in all the sunlight on the western part of Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We all got to look out for each other. And I greatly appreciate Mr. Bruce showing up here today and being a guest on our show. Aubrey, as we transition from the NBA to, let's go to the NFL. Now, Ray is our NFL analyst. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I knew him when he was a pup too.
You knew him as a
kind of like when I had hair, right?
Exactly. Right. Hey, had a nice head of hair.
Well, you're too kind, man. You're too kind.
So I always get on Ray and Vince, and I say, "Well, this is a national show, not Vince." I always throw Vince in there, but not Vince. I always get on Ray, put your dukes up, because he always wants to talk about the Steelers. So I know you cover the Steelers
I'm
as
not
well.
A homer,
we
man.
Cover the Steelers. All right, so it's not a problem. So you two gentlemen, what are you seeing about the Steelers that intrigues each of you as we get ready?
I have a Joe Namath guarantee, speaking of
what?
Football. Yes, I do. And anytime I start making the guarantees, I like to, you know, reference him.
Okay.
And this is wild.
Okay.
And a lot of people may have a difference of opinion, but it's okay. I am about as confident as I could be, and I guarantee that the Steelers and Le'Veon Bell are going to come to a deal because he lowered his unrealistic asking price. He lowered it down to the salary cap of $14.5 million. I'm thinking because of that, Pittsburgh's going to wheel and deal. And then I know he did all that talking saying that they're close. I mean, anybody could say that. But, I mean, what is it, July 16th or 15th is the deadline. Either that or he accepts the tag.
The franchise tag?
Right.
Were they going to tag him again?
Yeah.
Oh,
but wow. I really believe that because, I mean, come on, man. He's in a good situation. I mean, the offense is good enough to get to the Super Bowl, but it's the defense that obviously still needs to fixing.
Mm-hmm.
But why mess up a good thing? And even Jerome Bettis gave some good advice, too.
Oh, yeah.
But what were you saying, Aubrey?
By his telephone, in the car with his telephone. My thing is Le'Veon is that someone is giving him some real weird advice, whether it's his agent, whether it's his family. But most people that aren't like us don't understand that last year, Le'Veon Bell made more than all three of the Patriots running backs combined. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yes, he did.
See, so what I'm saying, when you get to that point, you have to say what's plausible, what's viable. Of course, you want to get paid because running backs' careers usually last between 3.5, 4, or 5 years.
Right. This is true.
You want to gather all the resources and money that you can, but you have to be very, very picky in your battles because when you're battling the Rooneys, you're not battling just ownership. You're battling a legend. You're battling some historical owners, and you don't want to be perceived by the fan base or by other ownership as being greedy. Is there collusion in the NFL? It probably is because he's got no other serious offers anyway.
Right.
He didn't get any last season. Right. So I'm saying, as great as he was, nobody came to him and said, "We want to give you a contract." That seems a little shady to me. But again, I think that he should, like Ray said, he did a good thing by lowering his demands so he can go ahead and play and make some money.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I look at their depth chart right now. Obviously, we haven't seen the rest of the, we've seen James Conner play. But as far as the newcomer Jalen Samuels from North Carolina State, his versatility is crazy, man. So I think of that song by Beyonce from a few years ago. He said, "Don't you ever think for a second that you're irreplaceable." And I don't care how good Le'Veon Bell is. He's not the best. I mean, he's one of the best in the league. But Todd Gurley is doing the job, too. Mm-hmm. So he can't think that he's an irreplaceable back.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the thing about that, though, with Le'Veon and just the rest of the crew, we talked about synergy with the Cavaliers in basketball. Mm-hmm. Well, he could go somewhere else and be a dud because he doesn't have that great offensive line around him.
And also,
Todd Haley is not there with the Steelers to make the playbook viable enough to him to get 75, 80 catches and to get 1,500 yards on the ground. So I think it's just a question of structure. And right now the Steelers have structure. And Ray made a guarantee, and I'm going to make a guarantee. I've covered 16 Super Bowls and 12 Pro Bowls, and I really think that, and I'm not a homer, but I tell it like it is. I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win it all this
really?
Year. I really do. Based on numbers. I'm not a homer. And based on synergy, when you're on the field with the players and you're at camp, there's a certain energy that you feel from them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even about who caught 90 catches last year.
Right.
It's about the energy that they bring to a particular situation. And they have energy that I think is going to spill over from last year. That's going to really take them to the championship.
It should after that dud.
No doubt.
Jacksonville.
That was a fiasco, you know, really.
Wow. So that's interesting that you say you think they're going to win it all. And that just takes me right away because I was ribbing Ray last week, and I think I said it out loud so Vince could hear it. I don't see Ben Roethlisberger as being a leader, and I don't see him as being a leader of that team.
Well, you know my opinion.
You don't have to say anything if you don't want to, but I just don't see it.
But I have to. I have to. Mm-hmm. I wrote an article about Ben, which I got grief for. Mark Mann, all the guys talked about. Mark Mann said some stuff, but it doesn't matter. I said he was the drama queen and the king of narcissism.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about that, when you say to the public, "This new young quarterback, I'm not going to help him. He's on his own."
Mm-hmm.
Then you get an outcry. Oh, now Ben decides to text him and say, "Okay, I'm going to help you."
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen him go through all of the levels and evolve, dissolve, come back, evolve again. And Ben Roethlisberger could have been one of the greatest players ever,
mm-hmm.
you know, but he's just the me syndrome doesn't work in football. It's not boxing.
Right.
It's all about teamwork in football. And Ben Roethlisberger thinks that the sun rises and sets on him, and unfortunately, it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, he got paid, and you know, I just they're going to chop my head off when I say this, but he's not the weak link of the Steelers, but he's the suspect link because at any time he can go south, he can throw five picks in the championship game. Mm-hmm. Anytime he can, he's consistent as long as you got some bums to beat up on. But when it comes to the big boys, he can be very inconsistent, and also he can go south with the drop of a hat.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think he's been,
don't get squirmish now.
Ain't nobody getting squirmish over your creed. Okay, what I'm saying is, I think that he has to think before he speaks.
Mm-hmm.
What he said about Rudolph, he should have thought about it first. Because my thing is, you're the franchise quarterback. You say something, people are waiting with bated breath.
You also have to think before he throws picks.
Well, yeah, but yes, but let's be honest. Brett Favre threw 6 interceptions in a game twice. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. In his gunslinger self. But the thing is, with Roethlisberger, I wish he could be more of a vocal leader. I wish he would embrace it more, because he is 36 years old. He has probably about 3 years left. Mm-hmm. And he has a chance to do some good. He's still averaging 4,000 yards a season.
Yeah, but that's yards. My thing, Ray, is this. Mm-hmm. I covered the Super Bowl when they played Green Bay and Dallas.
Yeah.
And my thing was there. I mean, the whole media week, everybody was hyping Ben up. Mm-hmm. What does he do? He throws one interception. They run back for a touchdown.
That was horrible.
And he throws another one that they almost ran back. And still was lost by 6 points.
Yeah.
Without those two picks, the Steelers win. Yeah. Okay, the thing about Ben is that when he gets to a certain level, they say he wants to take the team on his back. You can't take the team on your back. You don't have an arm like Tom Brady. You don't have an arm like Joe Gillum, who could throw through a wall. You don't have an arm like Dan Marino.
Or even Terry Bradshaw.
You don't have an arm like John Elway. You know, they could throw through a brick wall. And I'm saying that with Ben, if he would just – he could be a greater player. He's a great player. Mm-hmm. He could be greater if he just thought before you would do things.
Mm-hmm. You know? Interesting. Oh. So let me ask you gentlemen this. Let me pose this to you. Yeah, normally this is the Dallas Cowboys we're talking about when I'm about to present, And this time it's not. I don't think there's a Dallas Cowboy in here. My concern is the suspensions, man.
Yeah,
you got Julian Edelman.
Everywhere, yeah.
Oh, who gets a suspension? Was that performance-enhancing drugs?
Yeah.
Julian Edelman? Okay. Then you got Aaron Jones, who gets suspended 2 games. He's with the Green Bay Packers. Edelman was with the Patriots, mm-hmm. and then Jones is with the Packers. Then you got Jimon Brown, who was with the Rams. He gets suspended,
right.
Okay, for 2 games. You got Reuben Foster with the San Francisco 49ers. He gets a 2-game suspension. And then there was one more, and I'm going to look for it real quick. I think that was it. I think he was the last one.
No,
Robert Turbin with the Indianapolis Colts.
Right.
He gets a 2-game suspension. What's going on?
I think there's an increasing need, desire to use supplements. I know the NFL has a list of banned substances and all that,
mm-hmm.
but these players are to me, they're literally fighting for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether they use something that they knew was in it or they didn't know, I think it's just so hard to, you know, when you're constantly trying to be better,
mm-hmm.
be bigger, faster, stronger, trying to compete against the next guy, compete against the roster spot. You got young guys, you know, you're a veteran, they're nipping at your heels.
Mm-hmm.
There's pressure to perform, to always be at your best. We can say that football players are the elite athletes, you know, in sports. The physical pounding that they take, the mental pounding that comes from the physical, these guys are true gladiators.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes I think guys do whatever it takes. Sometimes guys slip up and just aren't aware, just not educated on what's going in their body at all times.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just a combination of things. I know sometimes there's issues with substance abuse. Some of these guys are, you know, I don't know if all these guys they're taking something, taking some substance. Sometimes I think these guys are, you know, they're already in the program. So with alcohol, they're just, you know, some things that aren't always performance related.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, this is immense pressure, you know, to be at the top of your game all the time.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Go ahead.
And also on top of that, like you said, it's about competing. When I first started covering football, like Mike Webster and those guys, and one time I literally, I was talking to Mel Blunt, and I just, I bumped up against Mike Webster.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was bumping up into a wall of granite. Mm-hmm. This guy was so hard.
Yeah.
And it was scary because I'm a pretty big guy and I'm pretty good with my hands. Well, mm-hmm. used to be, I'm old now. But the point, when you hit someone and they're that hard, you think, how can their body composition be like that,
mm-hmm.
unless they're doing something that might be, I'm not going to say unnatural, but mm-hmm. illegal. I mean, I'm not going to say illegal, but unnatural.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like you said, they put the pressure on them. You got to be better than this guy. Mm-hmm. You got to play every game. Mm-hmm. And then it used to be steroids, cortisone, whatever they could get you with.
Right.
And baseball was the exact the commissioner, they juiced the balls up. Mm-hmm. It was corking bats. They were doing so much stuff that they were letting them go. Right. And after the outcry, then Bud Selig said, you know, blah, 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 we're going to stop it. Mm-hmm. And I said on Sheridan Broadcasting 10 years ago, I said, Bud Selig could have ended all the PED stuff immediately. Right. He said, the first time we catch you, you're suspended. Mm-hmm. The second time, that's it. You're done. Wow. And so football, Roger Goodell is not going to do that because of the fact it's too much money. Right. Owners are going to let him do it. But somewhere along the line, they're going to have to do something. Mm-hmm. You know, because I don't want the players to die. People talk about Walter Payton. Mm-hmm. I wrote about this like years ago. I really thought that he died from liver failure and cancer because of steroids.
Really?
You know, and nobody ever – they wouldn't confirm it medically. I did ask Baron Timkins, who was doing some stuff with him in Chicago. Mm-hmm. Asked Baron said, well, we're not sure of that. Well, come on. I mean, Sweetness. He's a picture of health. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, 2 years later, he's dead. Right. They were mm-hmm. cancer. Mm-hmm. Nah, that wasn't natural. So I think that this stuff is killing these guys. I'm more worried about their health mm-hmm. than about whether they're going to win a game or not.
You know, I was looking at Edelman's stats, and, you know, first, it kind of surprised me why he would consider that because, I mean, he graduated from the school of Wes Welker, that slot receiver, that system slot receiver. Mm-hmm. And I guess with Jimmy Garoppolo moving on to Miami, he's obviously the quote-unquote man right now. But in 2016, he had 98 receptions for 1,106 yards.
Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Garoppolo's in San Francisco, right?
Or San Francisco. Oh, okay. I thought he was Miami.
Miami out there, man. You
threw me out.
I honestly thought he went to the Dolphins. Yeah, the receiver, Garoppolo, yeah.
Right, yeah.
But the thing is, I was going to ask, why did he think he needed to? But then I just remembered. He tore his ACL last year,
mm-hmm.
so he missed the entire season. And he's probably thinking the expectations is on him mm-hmm. to be – I mean, is there really a number one receiver in New England?
No.
I mean, Brady could probably throw it to Robert Kraft and he'd score. Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Right. That creates more pressure.
Right. Yeah.
Like
if you were the number one guy
right.
and you go out of injury, you come – I mean, there may be questions about whether you're still – have the ability you had before, but you still consider that number one guy.
Right. That's a good point.
You know, Odell Beckham Jr. Right. Got injured last year. He's still the number one guy. So mm-hmm. there's pressure on him to get back to what he was, right. but there's not that same pressure to because in New England, yeah, oh. you said anybody. He can throw they throw anybody in there, and he goes out there and performs because it's a system.
Right.
And your job's done.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on to that thought. We're talking NFL football right now, and we're talking about the players and pressure, talking about all these suspensions. We're talking about totally NFL. We'll be back with the fourth quarter in just a minute. It's Urban Media Today Talk Sports. We'll be back right after this.